Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Idyas, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Yud Dalid. Short Hagdama. A Kli Cheres does not become tummy on the outside. Only what's inside becomes tummy. If you take a Kli Cheres and you put it in an oil hames, or it's in an oil hames, let's see, was there before the mace died. Only what's inside becomes tummy. If it's sealed shut, even what's inside does not become tummy. Now, in general, food, drink, and an earthenware keli, what do they have in common? What they have in common is, if they become tummy, you can't put it in a mikveh and be metayret. Can't take tummy to get food and put it in a mikveh. Other keli never become tummy, you put them in a mikveh, they become tar. If it became tummy tumas mace, not enough to put it in a mikveh. It has to be spritzed with the water that was mixed with the ashes of the paraduma on the third and seventh day. Second thing you need to know for this Mishnah. Food and mashkim and kalim of amiratzim are considered to be tame, because the amiratzim don't know the halachis. But an amiratz is trusted to say it's tar of tumas mace. You don't have to spritz it with the water that's mixed with the ashes of the paradum on the third and seventh day. So the Talmud Chacham, who's careful with the halachis of Tumah and Tahara, he's called a chaver. Wants to borrow some kalim from an amaretz. If it's not kli cheres, it's okay. He just takes it and he toils it. But he can't take from the amaretz oichlim or mashkim or kli cheres because there's no tahara in the mikveh. Okay, one more time, because if we have this klalim down packed, the Mishnah will be easy to understand. Oichlim or mashkim and kli cheres, food, drink, and earthenware kalim that become tamei, there's nothing you can do with it. You can put it in a mikveh today, tomorrow, it doesn't become tar. Other kalim, you put it in a mikveh, becomes tahar. But if it became tamei tumas mace, mikveh alone is not enough. You have to spritz it on the third and seventh day with mechatas, the water that's mixed with the ashes of the paradum. Next, food of mashkim and kalim of an amaretz are always becheskas toma, but the Amoritz is trusted to say there's no Tumas Meis. So all the Talmud Chacham has to do is he can borrow a keli and toivel it, but he can't borrow Eichlin or Mashkim or Klicheres, because even if you toivel it, it's not going to help him. Third, Klicheres is not Mekabel Tumah unless the Tumah goes inside. Klicheres never becomes tummy outside. And if you have a cover that's fastened, that's sealed, even what's inside, although the Klicheres is an Eichlin Meis, is not going to become tummy. Now, let's begin our Mishnah, Mishnah Yod Dalet. Kli Cheres, an earthenware keli, matzel al hakol. When it's sealed shut, it protects everything inside it from becoming tummy. Kedivrei Beis Hillel, this is according to the Shita of the Beis Hillel. Meshamim, the Meshami say, Eina matzel ela ala ochlen. It protects only food, ala mashkin, drink, while Kli Cheres or other earthenware objects. Anything else besides food, drink, and other earthenware objects, midrabanan, become tummy. Amalem Beis Hillel, so the Beis Hillel sent to the Beis Shammai. Mipnei ma, why should anything be tummy if it's inside a sealed kli cheres? The Torah says, let's quote the pasuk. It's in Parshas Chukas, Kapitel Yotes, pasuk Tes Vav. V'chal kli pesuach hasha ein samit pasul olav. Any open earthenware keli that doesn't have a cover fastened to it, tummy hu, but if it does, then what's inside is tar. What's the difference what's inside? Amr lehem Beishami, said the Beishami, said back to the Beis Hillel, Neshu tamei al gav amaretz. If you have a kli cheres that belongs to an amaretz, it is tamei. Because all of the kelim that belong to an amaretz are considered tamei. And the mela, once we have that tumah, the ain kli tamei chaytzeitz. There's a rule that a keli that's tameh can't be a chatzitza, can't block tumah from coming into the objects inside it. So whatever is inside the kli cheres will become tameh even if it's sealed. In other words, as the Batnun explains this, the Beshami say, yes, the Torah says sealed kli cheres protects what's inside, but only a tar dika kli cheres. But once the Rabbanan said, kelim that belong to an ama aretz are tameh, so it can't protect what's inside because there's a rule. Tamei dika kelim cannot protect what's inside. Amru lehem Beis Hillel, said the Beis Hillel, said to the Beis Shammai, but wait a second, you just told us that food, drink, and other kli cheres are tar. You said that food and drink do stay tar if they're inside a sealed kli cheres. But according to this lamdas, that once the kli cheres becomes tameh, it can't save what's inside. So the food and drink inside should also become tameh. Amr lehem beishami, so the beishami said to the beis hillel, well, kishetarnu acholim u'mashkim shebetoichim, when we said that the food and drink that are inside a sealed kli cheres are tar, li atzmai tiharnu. That's only for the amaretz himself it's tar. Now we know that someone who's careful about the halachis of tumah, called a chaver, he belongs to a group that's careful about the halachis of tumah, and you have to know the halachis of tumah to be careful about it. So if a chaver borrows, let's say, a keli from an amaretz, first he'll put it into a mikvah. He'll make it tar. Now, food, drink, and other earthenware kelim, you can't put them into a mikvah to become tar. So a chaver would never borrow such items from an amaretz. But you be silav k'shete tarta sakli, you're saying that anything is tar inside a sealed klei cheres, taharti l'chaver loy. You're making it tar, both for you, meaning a chaver, and an amaretz. A chaver might borrow these things from an amaretz. Let's try to picture what's going to happen. An amaretz has a sealed earthenware keli. Inside there's another keli. And that was under the same roof as a mace. And since the kli cheres of an amaretz is tameh, it doesn't block the tumah. And the male of the keli inside is tameh. And this amaretz is going to go, because he thinks it's tar. He doesn't know that. He doesn't say, oh, the keli belongs to amaretz, therefore it's tameh. He doesn't think that way. He thinks the keli is tar. He thinks that whatever's inside this kli cheres is tar. And he's going to lend it to a chaver without telling him that it was under the same roof as a mace. And the chaver is going to use it without being metired from tumas mace. Maybe the chaver will dip it into a mikvah. That he does anytime he borrows something from an amaretz. But when it comes to tumas mace, that's not enough. It has to be sprinkled with the water mixed with the ashes of the parah aduma. But the chaver doesn't know that this item is tumay, that it's tumas mace that has that kind of tumah, so he won't be metired properly. Memela, we have to say that with the exception of food and drink and other kli cheres, we're going to consider what's inside tumay. Zakta Mishnah Chazru, Beis Hillel, Hayres Kedavei Beis Shammai. Here too, the Beis Hillel changed. They retracted their original psak and they began to paskin like the Beis Shammai. Okay, quick chazara. Kli cheres protects whatever is inside, even if it's an oil hames, if it's sealed and fastened. That's the pasuk says beferish in Parashas Chukas. It says if it's not sealed, what's inside becomes tamei. So we know what is sealed is tahar. But the Bishami say it only protects oichlin and mashkin and other kli cheres. Everything else would become tamei. But still say why? Say the Bishami. L'maisa Chazal were geyser kelim that belong to amaretz are tamei. Once Chazal were geyser kelim belong to an amaretz are tamei, so the kli cheres is technically tamei. Once it's tamei, it can't protect what's inside. That's the rule. Only a tardika kli cheres could protect what's inside, not a tamedika kli cheres. So the Basil asks the Bishami, but you yourself say that the oichlin and mashkin that are inside and other kli cheres that are inside and sealed are tahar. So the Bishami say we have no problem with that. And Amaretz won't use it anyway. He knows Eichlin and Mashkim and other klicheres you get from Amaretz you can't use because you can't tovel it in a mikvah. But Kalim, the Talmud Chacham will think, I'll tovel it in a mikvah and it's good enough. I was an oil amaze. The Talmud Chacham is not going to chap what happened over here. The Amaretz is going to say, it's not Tamei Tumas Mace. It was in a sealed klicheres. But the sealed kli cheres doesn't work to protect it if the kli cheres itself is tameh, because it belongs to an amaretz. Talmud Chacham won't chap this. He'll borrow a keli, toivel it, not knowing it's really tumas meis, and he'll use it. And the Mishnah tells us that the Beis Hillel were chayzer, and they started to paskin like the Beis Shammai.